Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has as yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure, and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that revolved around walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Jackie Kennedy, former director of Canada Walks.
Hello, this is Jackie Kennedy from Toronto, Canada. I'm the former director of Canada Walks and the Active School Travel National Lead with Green Communities Canada. I'm currently retired. My vision of the world of walking in 2040. Gosh, 2040, if I'm still around, I'll be 89. If that's the case, then I hope that I'm still able to walk, preferably unaided by mobility devices. As we age, we realize how important the ability to continue walking is and its positive impact on our mental and physical health. Seniors living in walkable neighborhoods are much more likely to have friends, socialize outside their homes, and stay connected to their community. Today, humanity is facing so many challenges, but I believe we can turn these into opportunities. The COVID-19 global pandemic has exposed many flaws in the way we live our day-to-day lives, especially how much we have underappreciated and neglected the concept of living locally and relying on walking and the walking environment to get to local destinations. Our new reality can become our chance to change direction, especially with respect to our changing climate. I'm inspired by the growth of the 15-minute city, a concept which can be applied not just to cities, but to local neighborhoods too. Plotting the amenities available within a 15-minute walk can identify missing elements and services which can quickly be put in place. For example, here in Toronto this summer, the city, after 10 years of procrastination over expanded spaces for active travel, installed many kilometers of dedicated bike lanes, extended sidewalks, and provided space for outdoor dining patios. Complete streets literally sprung up overnight. Imagine what we can achieve over the next two decades if we make climate change, health, and safety our priorities when planning and reimagining our communities, putting walking at the top of the list. This is my wish for the future, a future which belongs to our grandchildren. Let's start planning now for the next 20 years of walking.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.